kind of a heartbreaking loss. So you look like you guys kind of had the game control through 4 2/3 innings, and then kind of Hutchinson kind of woke up on the bats there, and a couple errors cost you. But overall, I mean, that was really pretty much a well-played game.
Yeah, you know, both teams came out, you know, the desire to win. But, you know, I couldn't be more proud of my girls. I wouldn't take another, you know, group of girls to anything. These girls are great, and we battled, you know. We just had a couple things that didn't go our way. So at the end of the day, you got to congratulate them on a good game. But, you know, I'm proud of my girls.
And seeing a lefty, you don't probably see too many left-handed pitchers. You guys really did hit her pretty good today.
Yeah, we actually hit her. Just a couple didn't fall. You know, I kept thinking out of the first two innings. I was like, we're making contact with her. You know, she didn't fool us too much. So I was hoping we'd get a couple more runs, but, you know, that's the way it goes. So.
And I know it's 16-6. It's kind of heartbreaking right now with the loss, one game away from going to state. But with such a young team, I mean, you guys got to be pretty happy about getting 16 wins and the schedule that you guys play.
Yeah, you know, we're fortunate to be really young this year. You know, Abby's really a sophomore. We're going to lose two key seniors. You know, that always hurts, just like it did last year. But, you know, you're always looking to the future, and you're always looking for the girls that are younger to come up and you know, come in and take their place. So, as you know, you just look for them to come up and make those plays. So.
Yeah, Dusty Bedford, what a game she had today. Second game, two home runs, and then she had a pretty good first game as well. The perfect game through three innings in the circle there. And what a way. I know it was tough to close out her career with a loss, but what a way she went out with a bang today.
Yeah, you know, that girl, she's clutch. She's been that way ever since I, you know, came here 3 years ago and took over as the head coach. And, you know, her heart, her desire to win. I mean, she had two at-bats that easily she could have went down and lost, but she hit those two home runs. So I'm really happy with the way she played. You know, really fortunate to have coached her for 3 years. And, you know, both of the seniors are moving on, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Do you feel like this program's still continuing? Has it probably been one of your better years, or I should say seen most growth in your 3 years here?
Yeah, you know, I got here and we were senior heavy, and I thought we had a really good year that year, and this last year obviously going to state was great. So the goal is always to get to state and to have the best program possible with the best girls possible. You know, you want really good student athletes, not just on the ball field but off. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're doing the right things with Garden City Softball.